Chris Johnson here. I'm going to peel back the curtain. I just hit pause instead of record, and I didn't see the fucking waveform moving, and I got super fucking confused. God damn it, I know I clicked something. Nothing's fucking moving. What's happening here? And I just saw the fucking pause pushed in. That's why you got to fucking look. You got to fucking look at the screen, see the fucking waveform moving. It's an old radio trick. Last thing you fucking want is to think you've recorded something for a while and have fucking nothing recorded. But yes, tis I, Chris Johnson. And the most suicidal I've ever been. Fucking hot way to start, right? It's the holiday season, so I'm going to talk about my suicidal thoughts and feelings and tendencies. Don't worry, they're not around now. And it's kind of weird, too, to think that they're not around now because, like, they were with me for Jesus Christ, as long as I can remember. It's like a warm blanket. It was always fucking there. They kind of stopped once I started seeing a therapist. I feel like a lot of the like, hopeless feelings that used to manifest me thinking, motherfucker, let me just fucking end this shit. I feel like a lot of those feelings still exist, but they just kind of manifest themselves differently. I might get depressed about something, but, like, I just kind of want to be here now. You know what I mean? It's just a little bit of a shift. Do I have any more friends than I had before? Not really. Do I have, like, anybody super close to me? Like a partner or anything like that? No. Is my life discernibly different in any way? I think I'm a lot happier and I'm doing a lot better. But, like, in the grand scheme of things, kind of no. Like, if you just took a snapshot of Chris Johnson in 2015 when I was at my worst and a snapshot of Chris Johnson now, like, if you just saw me walking down the street, I'd probably have a pissy look on my face. I probably wouldn't want to fucking talk to you. The essence of Chris Johnson is still the same, is what I'm telling you. But, like, now I kind of want to be here. I just kind of like being here. You know what I mean? I just kind of like, I want to play video games. I want to run, you know? I want to be around. I just want to be here. I'm going to fucking ride that wave, hopefully, as long as possible. When my ex-wife left, that's when I got the most suicidal I've ever fucking been. Because I just thought it was fucking over. I thought everything was fucking over. Like, God damn it, what the fuck do I have going for me? You know, you say a lot of things when you're in a partnership or a marriage or a relationship. There's a lot of I love yous in there, even if things are a little tough. At least there were for me. I'm a sensitive dude. So, like, you hear, like, you know, I love you. I'm going to be there for you. Yeah, you talk about forever, you know, because you don't really think that it's ever going to fucking end. You don't get into any relationship thinking it's going to fucking end one day, right? That's not how it happens. Like, with fucking anybody. Think about your fucking coworkers. You're not thinking, like, one day I'm not going to have to deal with this asshole anymore. It's like, fuck it. I show up. This motherfucker's here. He's always going to fucking be here. That's what's in my head. This motherfucker's always going to be here. God damn it. So that's how it always is. So when that ended, and not only did it ended acrimoniously. I couldn't handle being told that, like, I was a piece of shit and that, like, hey, I want you fucking dead. And hey, be happy with your fucking mistake life and all your stuff, because it's all you're ever going to have is stuff. You're never going to be happy. These are actual things my ex said to me when she left. They're burned into my fucking mind. And the crazy thing is, like, I don't give two shits about the divorce anymore. I don't care. We're both probably much better off now than we were 8 years ago. It was probably the best thing for the both of us. We don't talk at all. We haven't talked in fucking 8 years. But, like, I don't hope she's doing poorly. I hope she got her shit together and that she's fucking happy with whatever she's doing. I don't want to talk to her, but, like, you know, that's where I'm at. I don't really remember good times. I don't really think of, like good memories. I never really do. Like, when I think of, like, my childhood and, like, my fucking parents and my dad and shit, it's all fucking negative shit. That's kind of how I think of my 14-year relationship with my ex. You know, it's tough. I'm anxious. I'm fucking sensitive. I've always had fucking problems. I have problems growing up. I have problems with my fucking parents. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing a lot. So when, you know, you just fucking are kind of teetering on the brink fucking anyway, and somebody tells you that you're fucking worthless, it's just shitty. And you don't know why people say things that are shitty like that. Because the intent of that is just to hurt, really. And maybe she meant it. I don't know. Maybe she wants me fucking dead. I don't give two fucks. I gave two fucks then, though. The crazy thing, like, during that time, when I was, like, really thinking about doing it, like, you know what kept me alive? My fucking cats. My fucking cats. My animals. I had three cats and a dog at that time. One of the cats had to be put down shortly after that because she got sick. And the dog went to my ex in the split. It was worked out that way. And I kept my two boys. And I'm now down to one boy. But, like, when Simon went in January when he died, like, I was thinking about that. Like, motherfucker, like, this little fucker kept me alive. And I kind of got, like, scared for a while because, like I thought to myself, like, is that the only thing that kept me alive, like, all this time? Like, am I really better or am I just, like, you know, okay to the point where, like, I'm just living with my fucking cats and I'm good and I got a fucking job and things are stable and you know what I mean? So, like, it wasn't just, like, him going. It was just, like, am I going to go soon? And then, like, you know, Finlay got sick over the summer. I'm like, dude, am I going to fucking hang on after this? Like, I get, like, these weird, like, flashback feelings that I'm afraid, like, you know, you hear stories about, like, drug addicts, like, relapsing. I've never been, thank Christ, in that situation where I've ever been, like, addicted to, like, a fucking hard substance that could fucking kill my ass. So I'm lucky there. I got my own fucking problems. I don't need to add that shit on top of it. But I remember thinking to myself, like, dude, like, what the fuck am I going to do, like, you know, if and when Finlay's gone? Because the day's coming, motherfucker's 17 and a half. You know things aren't forever, especially when your, like, pets get old. I had this weird fear that, like, when they were gone, like, I was also going to be gone. I wasn't thinking about, like, killing myself again like I did back in the day, but, like, all those feelings came back up, you know? I couldn't fucking bear to live, but I also couldn't bear to have anybody else take care of my men. Are they gonna know what Simon and Finley like? They're not gonna fucking know. You're not gonna know how they like to be pet, when they need their fucking shots, what kind of food they like, when I give them all that shit. They're not gonna understand any of that. Fucking toys, any of that shit. That fucking, like, panicked me to the point where I was like, motherfucker, I gotta fucking stay alive here. I can't fucking have this. Jesus Christ. Things can be really fucking tenuous, right? That where, like, the only thing that, like, led to me being here fucking talking to your ass was the fact that I had cats. Dude, I'm fucking not kidding. Like, I do not think I would be here if I didn't have the fucking cats. And that's a fucking terrifying thought, because I like being here. But fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host of the cast. All the episodes are there, but I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes, and in my Facebook timeline, so you can catch this shit there.